cottage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell your brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
What's the first derivative of kinetic energy with respect to velocity?
I don't know. What goes quack?
I don't know.
Hey, kids! Put away your stupid homework for a minute and look at Mommy. She's going out with her man tonight.
Where should we tell Dad you went?
It's your father I'm going out with. At least he cared enough to remember my birthday, which is more than I can say for two certain people who sprang painfully, and in some cases, backwards from my loins.
We would have gotten you something, but last year you said, if I ever start to look as old as Mrs. McKelvey across the street, I never want to have a birthday again.
Mrs. McKelvey is 50. Just wait till I find out when your birthdays are.
Mine's in February. I'm an aquarium.
And an empty one. Where's Dad taking you?
Oh, I don't know. He just said to wear something special. Gee, I hope it's dinner and dancing at the beef trough. That's our place, you know.
Peg! You look fabulous. You're gonna knock him dead at the bowling alley.
The bowling alley? You're taking me bowling on my birthday?
It's your birthday? Kids, tonight Mommy rides in the front seat. Now, hey, what are you kids doing?
Homework. Got finals coming up.
Well, put it away. This is something really important. As we all know, my good friend Puggy Weaver is leaving the neighborhood. So this is my last chance to break his alley record in front of his sweaty, pork-like little face. I've been training for weeks, avoiding anything that would hurt me. Red meat, red wine, red heads.
And those energy-draining showers.
Behind every successful man is a woman who didn't marry me. And you, my children, have the important task of recording my victory for posterity. Too many a great Bundy moment has been lost for lack of a camera.
Well, honey, we had a camera on our honeymoon. You just kept beating the flash.
Well, Peg, if you recall, I was doing fine till you came into the room. Come on, Peg. This will be the first birthday you begin in an alley. Kids, get the cameras. Peg, get my ball.
Al, it's my birthday.
Well, you're right, Peg. I'll carry the ball. You go push start the car. Let's go! Let's go!
Ready, Dad.
I'm entering. Wyden? Wyden? Did you get your mother in the picture?
Yeah, Dad.
Rewind. Hi, I'm Al Bundy at Jim's Bowlerama. Feeling good, feeling spry. What have we here? A plaque which denotes the highest game in Bowlerama history. A plaque which will soon read, Al Bundy. Yep. Al Bundy, Al Bundy. Brave, courageous, and bold. Long live his fame, and long live his glory. Long may his story be told. Still picture, please.
Daddy, help! I'm blind!
Let us bowl!
Daddy? Daddy? Daddy?
Something dying here? Oh, Bundy.
Puggy. I didn't recognize you with your fist out of your nose. So I understand you're leaving town. I guess you'll be packing up the wife, kids, and the 300-pound hooker you visit every Friday after work. So I just stopped by to give you a little going-away present. Al, the King Bundy, will now do to your record what time has done to your face. Peg, unzip it. The bag, Peg. Spot on my ball. Peg!
Sorry, girls. He's taken.
Start take.
Ready, Dad.
Frame one. The Bundy legend. Rake!
Well, it's gonna be a long evening, Mom. You want me to order a couple of beers? For you, and some ice cream with gummy bears for me.
You're right.
Still a long way to 256, Bundy.
Not for your wife, Puggy.
Al, I'm bored.
Peg, this is a bowling alley. Surely you can find something to do.
Well, I just can't decide. Let's see. Tennis, baccarat, chamber music. Oh, I know. Maybe those gentlemen scratching their behinds are having a poetry reading.
Hey, bowl!
Oh, yeah, that would look really great. There is nothing more pathetic than a woman who bowls alone.
Oh. Well, here we are again.
Marcy?
Peggy! This isn't as pitiful as it seems. Well, actually, I was told this is a good place to meet men. And it is. Why, just last week, I met two guys. Of course, they left together. Yep, the single life for me.
Oh, yeah. This is the place to find a good one. You know, there's nothing wrong with dating a doctor or a lawyer. But when you are really ready to settle down... You can't beat a bowler.
Frame eight. With grim determination, Bundy picks up his ball. Knowing all he needs is two strikes and eight little pins, and a certain pork pie's record is history. Oh, there is no joy in Pugville. Mighty Bundy shall strike out.
Just bowl, Shoemeister.
I just bowled four strikes in a row.
Shut up, Peg. Steve! Right!
Honey, this really is so exciting. I mean, four strikes in a row. I've never done that before. Come on, you gotta come see.
Peg, this is your birthday. Please don't make me kill you.
Okay, okay. I'll be quiet.
Honey?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
2-4-10 split. You gotta pick all them up and bowl a strike if you want to break my record.
What did you want, Peg?
Well, I just wanted to wish you good luck.
Away, woman! Are you ready, Bud?
Ready, Dad.
Kelly? Good girl, Kelly. This is for all the marbles. Steve!
Just bowled 6 strikes in a row.
You've got 6 strikes in a row, Peggy. Gee, I wonder what the Bowlerama record is.
Peg, I'm done. We can go home now.
She can't go now. She's bowling a once-in-a-lifetime game.
Yeah, Dad, look. I mean, 3 more strikes and your record's history.
Dad, could you sweat this way, please?
Al, wouldn't it be great if I broke your record?
Oh, man, that'd be the icing on the tombstone.
Any tips for tomorrow's losers?
I hope someone's filming you during the reading of my will. Who cares? I'm not worried. Bud, your mother has a 60 average. Just like in high school. There's no way she could possibly continue to...
Strike!
Throw strikes. See, what you gotta know about bowling is that anybody can make a lucky shot, but over the long run, the game is set up so only the truly skillful
can... Strike!
Get that stupid thing out of my face! Peg, listen, honey. I was just thinking, this is no place to spend the evening. You're all dressed up. This is your birthday. Let's say we go home. I take my shirt off. You rub my back.
Well, I can, honey. Didn't you hear? I have 8 strikes in a row. Just wait here. I'm going to break your record. What a great birthday.
Hey, Dad. A little hemlock on the rocks, eh?
Not yet, son. I still have 1 weapon left. Watch. Oh, Peg. Please make this strike for me. You'll make me the happiest man on earth. See, I got a little money riding on you, Peg. Do it for me, baby. Do it, honey. Gutter ball.
Nothing much left to say but goodbye, eh, Dad?
That doesn't matter. It's no big thing. Well, whatever she bowls, I'll just come back and beat her. Huh? I'll bowl every night of my life until that record is mine. How bad could it be? What'd she bowl? 260?
Strike!
270, Dad.
Not impossible. Not impossible.
Oh, Al. Honey, I need you. Marcy says that I am 3 balls away from a perfect game. A perfect game? Oh, but honey, I'm nervous. I mean, what if I mess up like you did on our honeymoon? Al, help me.
Everybody, I've got a woman working on a perfect game here, and she's a little nervous, so I went quiet. That means no comments about her shaking hands, her fading strength, or her outdated dress that doesn't fit anymore on. Yet this another birthday. So go ahead, honey, boo. And remember, I want absolute quiet.
Are Satan's toe jam. I know what you're up to, trying to sabotage your own wife. Is there no limit to how low you'll go?
Well, I wouldn't kiss you on the bet.
Can't you let this woman have one night of joy? She has so little. She's married to you. You've seen her children. And now, for one fleeting moment, she has a chance to bask in the sun instead of reeling from the moons. Now, go. Encourage her.
Peg. Our children were killed in an avalanche.
Bowl, Peggy. Bowl like the wind. We're all behind you.
Can't beat a 300 game, I guess. Well, you know, I never really liked bowling anyway. Now, this 20 years of practice just got me ready for what I really like to do. That's sit in the backyard in a lawn chair, let the buzzards pick at my eyes.
She won't do it, Dad. I mean, the chances of her bowling a perfect game are 1,000,000 to 1. I mean, even pros don't bowl perfect.
Strike! And she's got it. God, you must feel low.
Kelly, come here. Now, kids, do you know what we're witnessing here?
A perfect game?
No, no. The Bundy curse. It's what keeps us from being happy. There's no point in fighting. It's what separates us from the ordinary losers. Yeah, they can have their moments, but not us. Never us.
But Mom's having a major moment now, and she's a Bundy.
She's not truly a Bundy. See, your mother's just a Bundy by marriage. She's part of the curse. But we are blood Bundys. We are truly doomed.
Okay, Al. Okay, honey. This one's for you.
I know it is, Peg. Okay. I know.
Glazer for news wrap-up. A tragedy was narrowly averted today when a man returning home from a bowling alley, where his wife just bowled a perfect game, raced into a burning building, saved a family of 10, and the family dog, Winky. Mr. Bundy, what made you do it?
Well, Garrett, I've always been a winner. And winners are always there at the winning time.
Mr. Bundy, people around here are talking about running you for mayor.
Well, I'm not saying I won't run, but if I do, order the beer and get your bribes out, because as I said before, I am a winner.
Bundy! 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 Bundy!
Mom, why is Dad watching a blank screen?
I don't know. But he seems happy.
He may have just snapped, Mom.
Well, it's not like you need a brain to sell shoes. Come on, kids. Help Mommy put her big trophy in front of Daddy's little ones. Good night, honey.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Dad.
Hi, everybody. I'm Roy Firestone, our guest tonight on Sports Look. Personally rewrote the record book on both offense and defense. Meet the future Hall of Famer, Al Icky Bundy. Well, Al, I can't help but notice the fact that you're wearing your football jersey 3 months after the season was played.
Well, Roy, it fits good, and the chicks love it.
Al, if we could get serious for just a few moments. Your wife's bowling game, the perfect 300 score, did it in any way affect you mentally?
Well, it might have affected me, Roy, if I didn't have anything else in my life. But, you know, between the NFL and the endorsements, of course, being knighted by the Queen of England. Well, what the hell? Let the little lady have her little moment in the sun, yeah.
If there was a single word, a single word that would define the essence of you, Al, what do you think that word would be?
Winner.
Al Bundy, ladies and gentlemen, husband, father, football player, bullfighter, aviator, inventor of the 7-day underwear. Truly the complete. Thank you, Al, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's your dime, Roy.
We'll be back with more on Sports Look right after this.